Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And no one better to tell you about trending stories online than Barbara Friedman. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Kino.
So the decision by a popular Chinese video streaming platform to censor the ears of actors wearing earrings, it certainly has sparked a heated debate online.
Yeah, so this is obviously male actors. The female actors seem to be allowed to wear earrings. And it's just kind of weird. So they've got a Netflix-like streaming service, I'm going to pronounce that wrong, but they've blurred with blobs, sort of a blur like you would do when you're censoring all the earlobes of the male actors in the programs who are wearing earrings, because apparently there is a huge debate about these traditional gender roles being protected. And people have taken to social media saying, really, you know, they've got a hashtag male TV stars can't wear earrings, which has been shared thousands and thousands of times, and people are outraged about it. But, you know, apparently hip-hop culture, tattoos, and LGBT symbols are also censored there, and it's China's TV broadcasting is state-owned, heavily regulated, and subject to censorship, and no one seems to be able to impact that at all at the moment. So, yeah, that's what they're dealing with.
Can you imagine Xi Jinping rocking up with an earring and a nice heavy gold chain around his neck going, yo, 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 Mr. President? I don't think so. Anyway, moving on to cocaine levels are so high in the River Thames, it may be affecting the aquatic animals. Oh, my word.
Yeah, so the King's College of London researchers have actually done some work looking into this, and they say that this Class A drug, cocaine, is consumed in such high quantities in London, it's urinated into the wastewater systems at such an alarming rate that they actually can't control it. They actually can't filter it out. And the levels of the drug is rising in the water to such an extent that it's affecting the aquatic life, particularly eels. The researchers looked at eels, which is also quite a traditional British food. You know, they were saying, you know, you jelly eels in England, but they were saying now they're all pickled. But that's, you know, a little joke. But you know, London has one of the highest consumes one of the highest amounts of cocaine, according to research in the world.
Well, if you speak, so there to, you if have you speak it. To a lot of people,
don't drink the water in the Thames.
Speak to a lot of people who live there, you wouldn't be surprised. But anyway, finally, a concern that 97-year-old Prince Philip's car accident suggests a royal cover-up.
Yeah, of course, the authorities are denying any such cover-up. But one of the passengers in the car that he crashed into on Thursday is saying it's all being dealt with quite strangely. So on Thursday, he wrecked his Freelander on this road near Sandringham, where he collided with a Kia, and both the women were hurt. The one woman broke her wrist. There was a baby in the back seat, thank goodness, wasn't hurt. But the story hasn't gone away because she says he didn't actually contact her to apologize. Eventually, there was some strange communication via the Queen's secretary or aide or something, sort of telling her, you know, that the Queen was thinking of her or something. And then 48 hours later, he was pictured driving again without a seatbelt. He's 97 years old. And, you know, people are saying, should he be driving? Should anyone be driving? He's a few months short of his shy of his 98th birthday. And apparently, there were pictures taken of a brand new Freelander being delivered to the royal residence on Friday. The very next day, he got a new car. And his old car, the remains of it, parts of it, are being sold apparently on eBay, allegedly going to charity. But still, the advert says you can even get some of his DNA off it if you want to clone him.
Oh, my word. And his bottle of
gin. It gets more bizarre by the second.
And his gin and tonic that he dropped on the floor after the accident.
They tested him. They tested him and they said he was sober.
Oh, sober as a judge. Anyway, thank you so much for that. That, of course, Barbara Friedman with Barb's Wire. Just talking.